Blog Talk Radio. Come on and bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He is awesome God. Hallelujah. We bless his name today. Praise God. We give him glory today. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. I love that song. When the praises go up, the blessing come down. Healing, come on down. Glory to his name. Come on, joy, come on down. Peace, come on down. Victory, come on down. Deliverance, come on down. Holy Ghost power, come on down. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. This morning, I want to say hello to all United States. Hello to Nigeria, South Africa, Zambia, Kenya. Amen. God is truly blessing the ministry. It is actually going to nations now. You know, sometimes, praise God, God said, I want you to speak to the nation. Amen. Praise God. He didn't tell you how you was going to do it. Amen. Praise God. But it's going to places, amen, that our foot cannot be at right now. So I thank God for his word. I thank God for what he's doing in MCI Ministry Radio. He's expanding our borders, people of God. Hallelujah. And only the grace of God can do that. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on this day. Hallelujah. For his grace and his mercy. And y'all know how we do. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you for your sovereignty, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just lift you up, God, today because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are Lord of lords. You are King of kings. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning and end of all things, Father God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the lifting up our soul on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. How you're doing a great work, yes, Holy Spirit, on the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said when we get into your word or get under your word, God, preach your word, whatever it may be, Father God, you bring about a change in our lives, Lord God, not only with words, but in good deeds, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are rooting out everything, Father God, that is not pleasing in thy sight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. And even as we spoke on Friday, you gave us the word, Father God. Anything that God has not planted in our life, be uprooted by the fire of the Holy Ghost on today, that we will push forward and we will be in good health. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask that you bless every home that's represented here, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, walk up and down in their homes, Lord God. Bring about a change in their home, wherever they may be at right now, Father God. In your presence, we thank you for it right now, God. Now, as I step aside and let the Holy Ghost have his way, Lord God, I pray for your wisdom, I pray for knowledge, and I pray for the understanding, God, that only comes from you, Father. So I bless your holy name on today, Father. We bless you, God, but bring people that don't know you, Lord God. Bring people, Father God, that never heard your word, God, that lives will be changed, God, in the name of Jesus. Family will be changed. Generations will be changed, Father God. Hallelujah for us doing the work of the Lord. So we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen for all that just came on. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Today I want to take us to a scripture, hallelujah, that we're all familiar with. Praise God. Isaiah 61, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 7. Amen. God has a word for us, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And he wants to speak to us today. Glory to his name. And let us receive it in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 61. Starting at the first verse, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all
who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolation. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flock, and your sons of the foreigners shall be plowmen of your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Come on, somebody. And in their glory, you shall boast. Instead of your shame, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, come on, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be there. That was the word of the Lord. God is speaking to us today because he wants to take all those things out of our lives that comes to hinder us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He wants to rebuild. Come on, Holy Ghost. All the ruined places. Come on. He wants to bless generations and generations and generations, but he also wants to bless you. He wants to turn that mourning into dancing. He wants to give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He said, those are the ones that's called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they may be glorified. Come on, Holy Ghost. But guess what he said, people of God? He wants to bless each and every one of us, but he wants to turn those ashes into beauty. That's where we're going today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This message is a promise from God that I want to give you beauty for your ashes. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Whatever your situation is, whether you are in the valley of dry bones or it seems there is no solution in the light of your problems, come on, or you are sick and downtrodden, or you don't even have any affliction, you might be feeling peace today, glory to his name, but you just desire a better life. No matter what your state is, God can still make it better. So whatever or whether you are afflicted or not, God is saying to you, come on, he will give you beauty for ashes. How many are ready to trade in the ashes for now, the beauty of what God is going to do in your life? The Bible says, come on, in Genesis 1, the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. So be rest assured that today God is working to create a miracle out of your affliction. He is working in your storm to produce peace. And it's working in your ashes to give you beauty. When we read Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 7, from this scripture, we know that Jesus, come on, came to do two things. The first ministry is that he came to save sinners. Come on. Those who are lost, who are under bondage of the devil. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave. He gave. Come on, Holy Ghost. He gave. Jesus came so that men will not perish. The Bible says in Luke 19 and 10, Jesus said, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus quoted the same scripture in Isaiah 61, but quoted only the first half because at that time, there was no church. There were only sinners then to be saved. Now, the second ministry of Jesus was to beautify the church so that God will be glorified. Somebody say, God, be glorified in my life. Hey, Shatora Masia. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus desired to bless, to increase, and to add to you, and will never diminish or reduce you. The enemy comes to reduce us, take us far away from what God wants to do. The church is this contest, is not the building. It is the believers of Christ. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to not only save sinners, but to also beautify your life. Come on, Holy Ghost. To beautify your life. Listen what the Bible says in Ephesians 5:25. See, a lot of people miss what God is saying. Hallelujah, Shanda. It says, husbands, come on, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. So I don't want you to miss what God is saying, because a lot of times we just look at the poor husband, love your wife. But Jesus came to save all the sinners. He came, amen, to bless our life. He didn't come to hinder our life. He didn't come, amen, to hide our life. He came to make it be glorified. Hallelujah, Shanda. Husband loves your wife just as Christ so loved the church and gave himself, come on, somebody, for her. He called it a her. That's his church. Come on. You are his church. He loves you. He purposed you. He has delivered you. He has healed you. He has blessed you. Come on, somebody. Jesus doesn't only love sinners. He also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify it and cleanse it, that he might present it a glorious church. Hey, glory to God. He came to cleanse you and I, come on, from everything that is dirty. He will take it away so that he may present you to himself a glorious church. Y'all better talk to me this morning. I might say, ye kando da bashanda, because we look at the word of God, and God said, I will turn those ashes, everything that was not right, glory to God, in your life, I'm going to beautify even the ashes. He desires the best for you, and therefore invest his best in you. See, when God's anoint you, he's appoint you. He's invested in you, people of God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. When he does everything in your life or anything in your life, praise God, get caught up our standard. He's invested in you, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Just like when we get anointed by God, God is investing in you. He's taking time to purge you. He's taking time, amen, to anoint you. He's taking time to mold you and shape you and groom you. But sometimes the enemy gets in a mess in the middle of all that, praise God, and he tries to throw dirt on you, praise God. But God said, today, my God, I give you glory. No matter what's going on in your life, he said, I'm going to turn that thing around, and I'm going to make beauty for ashes. Yes, he desires the best. And yes, he's invested in you. If you think about how much he's invested in you, you wasn't where you at now, praise God, by yourself. It took Jesus to get you there, praise God. You didn't get wisdom on your own. You didn't get the knowledge on your own. You didn't get the business on your own. You didn't get the house on your own. You didn't get the car on your own. You didn't get the children that's going to act right on your own, praise God. It was God, and he said, I'm invested in you. As parents, we can go to any lift to ensure we get the best for our children. We pray for our children more than we pray for anybody else sometimes, praise God. And that's how Jesus is doing for us right now. As I was speaking to the Lord this morning, I told Jesus, I said, Jesus, I need you to go to the Father on my behalf. My God, I give you glory. You're the one that make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You are the one, Jesus. So Lord, turn my life out of ashes and beautify it the way you said it in the word of God. Say, we got to work the word while we got the word, praise God. Put the word on the inside that you can make things happen in your life. You got to start decreeing over your life. I am somebody. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Because Jesus made you somebody, praise God. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am above and not beneath. See, we got to start quoting those things. Amen. As the word tells us. Oh, Holy Ghost. Have your way so that we can be proud of them when they grow up and how much more God they have in their life, how much God we have in our lives. Come on, somebody. He is our Father. He is the one that's going to take care of us. See, that world, amen, tries to groom us that way. Come on, Holy Ghost. The world trying to raise us up the way they want to raise us up. But see, God says that, oh, Shia, I called you from afar. I anointed you from afar. I cut the biblical cord. Come on, somebody. I cleaned you up when you came out your mother's womb. Come on, somebody. I called your name, and I predestined you to be great in me, saith the Lord thy God. He also wants to show you off to the world and tell the world that he's proud of you. Are you ready, people of God? Is God working in your life that he says, I'm proud of her. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of their ministry. I'm proud of their business. Come on, somebody. I'm proud of their children. So no matter what you are going through right now, look to the end. Come on. Oh, shout it up, I see you. Who is God speaking to other than myself? Look to the end. It's not the place that you're in right now, but look to the end of a thing, because the end of a thing is going to bring more glory. See, we're in the middle of it right now. Glory to God. This blind, hey, katora bashanda, because we don't see nothing. We don't see our end, but look to the end, because at the end, you shall have victory. It will reveal the glory of God. I'm talking to us today. Somebody's in a low place today. Yay. And they feel like, God, I'm here, and I just can't move. I can't. I'm stuck, praise God. But God is saying today, praise God, and though you are planted right here, praise God, I'm doing something great on the inside. I'm making you over, praise God. I'm growing you again. I'm dusting you off again. I'm going to take that ashes, and I'm going to beautify your life. My God, I give you glory. No matter how dark the night is, the dawning of a new day shall be glorious. When something is burnt to ashes, come on, Holy Ghost, it seems there is no hope for it anymore. My God, I give you glory. But God, who specializes in the impossibility, will surely turn that hopelessness into things of beauty. Oh, my God, I give you glory. See, I love the Lord, because when you start talking about the Lord, he shows up. Hey, I'm going to tell you. He turns the impossible. Oh, come on, somebody, into some beautiful things. Glory to God, glory to God. Don't look at where you're at right now, praise God. Don't look down on yourself, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, don't be discouraged, people of God, for that is exactly what the devil wants you to believe. Yes, Holy Ghost. If you give up, God is not going to be glorified. I'm talking to somebody today, praise God. If you give up, that means that God won't be glorified in your life. You put a stop to your own life. My God, I give you glory. But I dare you to walk through the ashes. Come on, somebody, because as you walk through the ashes, God begin to dust those ashes off and begin to beautify your life where you thought that you wouldn't make it. God will bless the platform that you thought that you would never go on. God will put you there. The business that you thought that would never take off, God will glorify it. The ministry that's stagnant right now, God will glorify it. And Jesus won't be able to fulfill his ministry in your life. Oh, y'all, come on, Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Psalms 52, Zion is called the perfection of beauty. And Zion, oh, come on, somebody, is symbolic of the church, which is you and I. The Bible says in Psalms 76 and 2, says Zion is the dwelling place of God. When you take a look at Joel 3:17, it also says Zion is where God dwells. Come on, the church is where God, is where he dwells. Jesus died for the world, sinners. Come on with me. But he lives for the church. He has already died once and for all to save sinners, but the reason he's alive is because of you and I, so that the church can be beautified. The Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the church. Now, when I think about Jesus making intercession for the church, that means that he's making intercession for me and you. Jesus stands before the Father and pleads our case before God. Oh, my sake, not on my fear. See, I always say this, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. I pray that my face is in heaven. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, when I go to prayer time, that Jesus is pleading my cause. And the same for you people of God. You got to believe that through intercession, hey, glory to his name, the one and only Jesus Christ that stands before the Father, and he's pleading for your cause. Whatever you're going through, he's making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Come on, somebody. See, even the silent things that we don't say, the groanings which not can be uttered, my God, I give you glory. He's listening to even our heart. Our heartbeat, glory to God. If one beat is out of place, he knows something is wrong. Come on, somebody. And when you're hurting, he's hurting. When you're joyful, he's joyful. Come on, somebody. When you are lifting your hands in praise, he's praising with you. When you're walking, he's walking with you. When you're talking, he's talking with you. Oh, come on, somebody. Who I'm talking to today, my God, I give you glory. I thank God that Jesus stands before the throne, and he make intercession for the saints, because the glory of God shall be revealed, and the weight of God's glory is so strong that we don't know what he's doing. Ah, come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory. Ah, yeah, God, Lord, my son. Moses said, God, show me your glory. Jesus said, wait a minute, hold up. God, let him know, praise God. I can't show you my glory. I got to turn around. My backside got to show. Why? Because the light of God is so strong in our lives, and we don't even understand how the glorious God is. When we really know who God is in our lives, praise God, we will raise our hands to him. We will thank him for. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Somebody shout with me today. God is going to turn my ashes into a beautiful thing. Oh, glory to God. You might be walking through it right now, praise God, but God is going to get the glory out of your life. if you allowed him to. Somebody shout with me today. If you allowed him to get the glory out of your life. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you got to look beyond. You got to submit to God's direction of living. You got to trust God and turn your life around to him. Praise God. Because God can do a good thing. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. He said, beloved, the Bible says in 3 John 1 and 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. Oh, come on, somebody. He wants you to prosper. A lot of people say, praise God. Oh, God don't want, you know, God want to bless us. Yes, he does want to bless us. Pray, and yes, he wants you in good health, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants you to walk in good health. He wants to prosper you. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. Be in good health. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody just say, God, I thank you that you're calling. You're calling me into a higher place in you. Thank you, Jesus, that you anointed me a fresh God. Thank you, Jesus, that the four winds from the north, south, east, and west are blowing my way, lifting me up out of a dirty place, lifting me up out of the ashes, because you got something special for my life. Come on, somebody. I want you to know that God has something special for your life. It's not where you're at right now. Some of you want to throw in a towel, but I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus that you will never throw in a towel, that you will walk in the goodness of the Lord, that you will get blessed by God. Come on, somebody, and that you will see what God is doing in your life. I will go to a song. I will be right back. Oh, yes, God.
Call it your name, Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My mother Jesus, my father Jesus, come on Jesus, I love calling your name. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Hallelujah, praise God, praise God. Let's get back into the word of God. He is aware of all your needs. Come on somebody, he may not, you may not recognize it in your family, your workplace, your school, or even your church. But be sure that God knows your name. And I love that song. He knows your name. Your knees don't take him by surprise. Come on, somebody. He never caught unaware by your problems. Come on. Because even before you had that problem, come on, he had already made provisions for the solution to that problem. Oh, y'all talk to me today, praise God. Hallelujah. How many know that God already got your back? Amen, praise God. He's already got the solution. All we got to do is believe in the one that, come on, somebody, that walked with us, talked with us. We got to believe him like never before. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19 says God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's aware. That is why he can supply. If he wasn't aware, he would know, he wouldn't know what to do. So you don't have to cry anymore, people of God, because he will supply what you are lacking. He's able to do immeasurably more than all you ask or think or can imagine. That's what the word of God says in Ephesians 3:20. He is able to meet your need. He has already provided for that need. I want you to talk to me today, praise God. How am I set quit up outside? The ones that think that God is not working behind the scenes. Somebody shout with me today, because he's already working on your behalf. Can you for a second imagine Adam in the Garden of Eden? God had already made adequate provisions for everything he would need before creating him. By the time Adam was created, there was light, animals, water, and a beautiful garden, and he was lacking nothing. God didn't make man in the first day and started wondering how to meet his needs. He, in his wisdom, created Adam on the sixth day, after he had made abundant provisions for his needs. So God has already abundantly supplied your needs, even before you realized there was a need in that area of your life. He has made a way out of that trouble. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to you today. Even before you got into trouble, and how is that possible? You may ask, it is because God is the beginning and the end. He already knows the end of a matter, even before it begins. Come on, somebody. Before you get into that affliction, he has provided a way out of it. We try our best, even as leaders, parents, to meet the needs of our children and other people. But we fail in many ways, but God never fails. He doesn't panic like we do when we fall into trouble, because he knows his plan for us through that trouble and pain is to glorify him ultimately. And he has made ample provision for meeting us at the point of our need. Come on, somebody. You can never face any need in your life that God has not already made provisions to meet. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Matthew 6:32, so do not worry, for your Father in heaven is aware of your needs. Come on, somebody. He wants to be glorified out of your affliction, the Bible says. If you go to Psalms 50, verses 10 through 15, read about it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, I will do it. For every animal of the forest is mine,
and the cattle on the thousand hills. Come on, somebody. It's his. Come on, somebody. Know every bird in the mountain, and the insects in the field are mine. See, he letting you know who they belong to. If I were hungry, I would tell you. For the world is mine, and all that is in it. Come on, somebody. Do I eat the flesh of a bull and drink of the blood of goats? Sacrifice, come on, sacrifice, thanks offering to God, fulfill my vows to the Most High, and call on me in the days of trouble. He said, I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody. I'm pulling you out of place. Come on. You're coming out of that place. Come on out of that place. Come on out of my ashes. Come on out of them ashes, people of God. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to do something spectacular. God delivers you so that you can glorify him. The reality of life is full of ups and downs. And every great man in the Bible suffered all sorts of pains and afflictions. Even though they eventually got victory over their trials, being a child of God does not isolate you from the trouble. I want you to know that, praise God. Just because you got saved don't isolate you from the problem. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Just because you read the word doesn't isolate you from the problem. Just because you're preaching and teaching doesn't isolate you from the problem. Oh, come on, somebody. When God is doing something on the inside, praise God, he's making you, praise God. He's making you and molding you to the image of him so you can look like him. You can shine like him, praise God. He said, behold of the face in the mirror. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, we understand that you can be in Zion and be mourning. And that was why Jesus came to give beauty for your ashes. The Bible says in Matthew 7:14, we understand that the road that leads to eternal life is narrow and difficult. We all believe that, praise God. It's narrow, people of God. God never promised the road through life would be easy. The Bible tells us that in Psalms 37:17 says, when you cry to God, come on, will hear you and deliver you out of all your troubles. To teach you to depend on God as your only source. I don't know about you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, but God will get you to depend on him and him alone. I don't know, praise God. I bless God for that. Amen, praise God, because he'll teach you, praise God. I just want you to depend on me. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We train our children and others that's under us so they can learn to live well and give good account of their lives. God allowed us to go through affliction to teach us to depend on him alone. The Bible says in Job 14:14, stay focused on God alone. Wait on him and he shall grant you the desires of your heart. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. The reaction to life problems, there are two ways to react to the problem, a natural way and the spiritual way. The natural way causes bitterness and resentment in your life, which will further plunge you into a dark place. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. The people murmured, praise God. We know that Exodus 15:24, praise God, that the people murmured against Moses when they encountered a problem in the wilderness. The spiritual reaction looks beyond the circumstances and focuses on God. Whatever you're going through, praise God, take your focus off the problem and put it on God. My God, I give you the glory. That is a spiritual thing to do, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God. We see the Israelite grumbled unto Moses. The natural reaction, they grumble, but Moses cried to God, the spiritual reaction, praise God. I want to encourage you, amen, praise God. The spiritual line, praise God, to God says the help comes from the Lord. You must learn to cry out to God in that problem, and deliverance will come. Somebody say, cry out to God and deliverance will come. When you read Psalms 121, cry out to God and God will come. I'm going to say it again. Cry cry out to God and God will come. He never failed us, praise God. He said, I will be with you even to the end of the world. He said, he has begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ, meaning that all the good things that he already started, he's going to finish what he started. If he got to drag us through the ashes to beautify us, he's going to do it. My God, I give you glory. God, remedy of to life's problem. His remedies came through the prayers of one man, Moses. The second remedy was the tree. He opened the eyes of Moses to see. It was a peculiar tree. It was a remedy to their bitterness, the bitterness of the waters in the wilderness. And it's still the remedy, amen, to life problems and sickness today. This tree is symbolic of the cross of Jesus. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, the cross of Jesus, where he suffered the pain and death. Oh, come on, somebody. When you want to do something, praise God, that's not of God, look to the cross, praise God. When you, oh, glory to God. When God is blessing you, look to the cross. My God, I give you glory. Because nobody but God can deliver us from all evil. Nobody but God can bless us. Ah, hallelujah, glory to God. It's the place of sacrifice. God's remedy, therefore, is the cross. The place of the cross is the place of suffering. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus suffered shame, pain, and rejection on the cross and learned obedience by the things he suffered. We must learn the following. See, there's a great cloud of witness that's before us, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. We must learn to follow Jesus. It's not going to be convenient. My God, I give you glory. The cross is a place of examination where you examine yourself. My God, I give you glory. Judge yourself and you will not be judged. Check yourself whether you are still in faith or come on, Holy Ghost, not by your own standards, but by the standard of the Word of God. Y'all better talk to me today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The cross is also a place of submission. Oh, when we go to prayer, we submit to God. God, forgive me for my sins. Oh, God, created me a clean heart, God. Renew, God, a right spirit within me, God. Oh, God, I humble myself before you. God, I repent of my sins. That is a place of submission. If you want to exchange the ashes for the beauty of God, you have to totally submit to the will of God. Yield your will completely to him. When last did you ask God what his will concerning every aspect of your life? The way of the Lord is the way of the minority, not minority. Never venture into anything God is not involved with. I want to talk to you today, praise God. Since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. It's the place of total obedience to God. Come on, Holy Ghost. When you do his will, he will bless you. His will is what is best for you, people of God. Ah, who I'm talking to today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But guess what, people of God? The Bible says, hey, my son, Joel 2:25 and 26 says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworms and the caterpillars and the palmer worms, my great army which I sent among you. Somebody's coming out the ashes. Hey, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and to praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dealt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Come on, talk to me, people of God. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 and 2, when thou passest through the waters, he, my God, I give you glory, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. And that river ain't going to overtake you. When thou walkest through the fire of your trials, the fire when you're going through, when you walk through, somebody say walk through it, praise God, thou shall not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh, somebody say look beyond, look beyond, look beyond, look beyond, people of God. God is taking that dirt and beautify it. That affliction, that sickness, that financial ruin, that low self-esteem, that heartache, that pain, that disappointment, he's going to beautify your life that nothing ever, and ain't going to look like it ever been there. My God, I give you glory. How many of us trust God today that he's going to work it out for you, praise God, that he's going to bring glory in your life? And you say, I ain't going to look like what I've been through because God has given me victory. Come on, somebody shout victory with me. Victory is mine. Your next in mine. Come on, somebody. Your next miracle will be unplanned. Come on, somebody. And your next miracle will be unscheduled. God is not a God that he shall lie. Come on, somebody. I keep saying it over and over. God ain't going to lie to his people. His word is true, praise God. And he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I pray that you would bless on today. My God, I give you glory. Ah, my sake, that affliction, only for a moment. Work of us for a far and seedy, eternal work of glory. The glory shall be revealed. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Where is the glory, people of God? Hey, you got to go through like you never went through before. You got to walk through it, praise God. When it aches and it pains and afflicted, praise God. Give God the praises. Lord, I thank you for trouble, praise God, because I know when trouble hits me that something's coming out and glory's coming behind it. My God, I give you glory. Everything that we go through, God uses those things, amen, praise God, that we go through things, praise God, hallelujah. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. I have plans of good and not of evil, plans to bring you to that expectant end, that you may give me the glory, people of God. There shall be glory after this. My God, I give you glory. We thank God for this day, this word today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I pray that this word has lifted your soul today. I pray that God has uplifted you today. I pray that God has revived you today. I pray that God has renewed you today. Hallelujah, shift into a new place, people of God. It's time to let God know, I'm thanking you, God. I'm praising you, God. I'm glorifying you, God. I see another day, and I'm going to give you the glory. My God, I give you the glory today, people of God. Let God have your way in your life, praise God. And at the end of a thing, you shall see what the Lord has done. Be in the middle, but you're going to see what the Lord has done. You might be in the beginning, but you're going to see what the Lord has done. Don't give up, people of God. Whatever you're dealing with today, don't you give up. Get new life today, praise God. It's new time. New time in God. New movement in God. God is moving in a supernatural way. He's not moving the way he did on last year. We got to get in the flow of things and see through the eyes of God. Hear, oh yes, Holy Ghost, open up our ears, God, that we can hear your voice, because you said a stranger, don't know, but we know, God. We know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So, Father, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for getting us ready for this revival that's coming up, Lord. There's a revival coming, amen, on this week, amen, praise God. So we have a different lineup. There's been a change of guards just for today, praise God, because Pastor, amen, has to work, but he will be listening to everybody. Ha, yes, God. Oh, Shata. Pastor Ilona Waters will be going forward on Monday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bishop Thurman Butler, amen, from Undisputed Truth will be going forward on Tuesday. Ha, glory. Weekly Word Workout with Lady T will go forward, amen, on Wednesday. And praise God, Pastor Apostle Carolyn McNeil, amen, will be going forward on Thursday. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Friday, we're going to all come together, and we're going to give God the glory. There's a week of revival, people of God. Get in the mix of it. What God is, because God is getting ready to start building his church. Amen. Praise God. Don't you miss the building. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I thank you for that, Lord. Amen. Praise God. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can. Call me, 302-883-9799. We can use your blessings for the ministry that we can stay on, praise God, air time, amen, all the things that goes with doing ministry, praise God, we can use your blessing to bless our ministry, amen, praise God, that God has entrusted in our hands, amen, praise God, because the ministry belongs to God, amen, so when you put into the ministry, it's what you put in, it's what you get out, amen, praise God, we don't want to miss God in no areas of our life, amen, so we thank and praise God on today, amen, for what he has said and what he has done today, praise God. Hallelujah. I think I've covered everything. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So today on Sunday, I just want to say something. I'm going to close out in prayer, and we're going to have a song. Amen. We thank God for today. My prayers for you this third Sunday of the month. May the Lion of Judah lift you up financially, physically, spiritually, matrimonially, and health-wise. May God use your enemies as a stepping stone to your promotion. As he used Haman to promote Mordecai, may he give you the courage and a direction to withstand every challenge in Jesus' name. May the Lord hear your voice out of his holy temple. Come on, somebody. Let there be divine visitation in your home now and all things that concern you. Receive divine assurance henceforth. You shall return, amen, praise God, home or wherever you at with a testimony. I decree it and I declare it over your life, praise God. We are still, amen, traveling through these months. And we know before the end of this year, God is going to do some supernatural things for your life, for my life, for my husband's life, for my children's life, for my grandchildren's life. So we thank God, amen, praise God, for blessing you and blessing your home. With that being said, people of God, let us go to the throne. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. We give you glory, Father, yes, Holy Spirit, for what you are doing. We thank you, Father, for open doors, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank you for the closed doors, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all things, great and small, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask right now, God, that you continue to bless, God, continue to move by your mighty power, God. We thank you, Father, for turning our ashes and making them beautiful, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for pulling us out of that dirt, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and glorifying your name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for the great things that you have already done. We thank you for your miracle work and power, God. We thank you, Lord God, for knowing our name, God. But we ask God today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you remember us, God. Hey, Katora Bashanda. That you will lift us up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all things. And we ask, Lord God, that you'll continue, God, to turn things around in the lives of your people, God. God, we bless you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify you, God. We lift you up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Present us faultless before the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things. And now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Happy Sunday, everyone. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Don't forget, I have a song for you. God bless you all.